That's how the universe works. You know, so when you said that to me back in November, that really stuck with me on a core level, you know, and ever since you said that, I've just been on a trajectory upwards.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Matt Corman Podcast, the Kids at Work Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in today and happy Monday. As I promised, I'm a man of my word. We are back with weekly episodes, and I said we were going to bring on some guests. By we, I mean just me. And we're following through with that. So I think that the first guest that it only made sense to bring on was the man himself. Come on. Number one on Teardrop tomorrow night in the building. Say what up. How you doing?
Gotta love it. What's up, guys? How's everybody doing today? You know, I appreciate the opportunity to come on here and you know, spit some game and talk about life, you know?
Superstar, bro.
Coming live from LA, live from Miami. Little bit of a time difference, but,
you know. When are you going to make the trip?
I'm going to make the trip after we release that banger of a song, Hotel, that we have coming up.
Actually?
Out. Is that your plan? That's on a so, because I got to go back east for my little brother's graduation. So that's at the end of May. So I'm thinking I'll probably just make a pit stop either on my way there or on the way back.
Fire.
2-3 days, get that video filmed.
Yeah, yeah.
And call it good. Because I truly think that song is going to be
huge.
Special. I mean, just a turn up song. It's like, not out of my lane, but like it's in the Matt Corman lane, demographically, audience wise.
Yeah, I feel like most of our songs that we were on together, it was me kind of dipping in the Tomorrow Night lane, like almost just throwing a Matt Corman verse on a Tomorrow Night song. Like realistically, that's how that whole EP came about. Most of those songs were, if not all of them, besides Just My Luck, right? Like I Just Can't Sleep, that was originally Moon Tower. Is Anyone There was originally Is Anyone There, and then Not Me was a What was that? No, Be Right There was called Not Me.
On a Tuesday.
Oh, on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah. On a Tuesday. Yeah, those are all just Tomorrow Night songs that I just came on. And then what the fuck was Just My Luck? Was that one that
just,
you guys all
Just
had?
My Luck? No, we all recorded that together when Carter was here the first time around.
Yeah.
So we did that in person. Same thing with the Be Right There song as well. So for what anybody listening, I made a song back in July and went on Instagram Live to play it for people who were just like, you know, in tune with, you know, the live that I was, you know, on. And you came in the live and you're like, yo, this is fire. Let me get on it.
Yeah.
And I sent it to you, and you actually iconically recorded your verse on Instagram Live. And there's a couple people out there that have that actual recording of like that whole thing. I gotta go through the DMs and see who's got it, because a couple people sent it to me. But and then we did the other one. Then I sent you another song that I had cooked up the same day, which is I Just Can't Sleep, which ultimately you did on Instagram Live the same night. So we did two songs on Instagram Live in like an hour, just rode this wave of energy of just on a wave. And that's kind of what you came out, what, 2 weeks after, I think? Or no, you came out like 2 months after we recorded those, and then everything kind of just aligned with that EP. We're like, yo, we have 4 or 5 songs. Let's just, should we do an EP? And
yeah.
We did the EP, and without any expectations or attachments to the songs, just putting it out into the universe, you know, what happened? It landed. The first song we dropped, January 7th, Is Anyone There? Landed on Teardrop first day, one of the biggest, you know, Spotify editorials in the fucking world.
What a moment.
Which is such a moment, because I remember I don't party like that at all, and I was out and about. I was at this little club, this little, you know, feng shui, just catching a vibe. And my boy my boy Splash Gang texts me. He's a super dope producer, and he's like, yo, did you see the news? He's like, you're on Teardrop. And at the time, I didn't even know what Teardrop was.
For real?
You know? Yeah, I didn't even know what it was. Like, and like, he's like, yo, I was like, what's Teardrop? And he's like, a fucking, one of the biggest editorials. And then he sends me the link. And this is like midnight, my time, LA. Mm. And as soon as he sends it to me, you're the first person I called. Yeah, and you were on the way home from doing whatever you're doing in Miami down in 305.
Oh, you know? Man. Yeah. You called me mid-wave, like right after.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We were, you know.
That was just a, that was a moment for me too, because that was just like a clear indication of the universe telling me to keep it going.
Yeah, you know,
keep it going. Our song, Fully Independent, is on one of the biggest editorials, you know, that's curated by Spotify specifically. So
yeah,
just that alone, to be fully independent, no backing and just no promo, you know, just really just fucking dropping a song and it getting on there. And then coincidentally, 2 weeks later, the second song that we dropped from that EP, Be Right There, gets on to Teardrop as well. So that was pretty amazing for me. I'm sure for you too as well, because, you know, in the past you've had certain, you know, deals, certain, you know, offers that were promising you to get onto these editorials and ultimately people telling you that you would never get on it without their help.
Literally,
you
know, legitimately. That's that part.
Which is so, I got the chills. It's just like, what an amazing thing. And that's why, like, when I called you that night, how excited we both were to have a song get placed on this playlist. You know, it was just because you had people in your ear telling you you're never going to get on this.
Like, our help. Specifically, legitimately, that playlist, exactly. People don't know this, but I'd say, all right, so we dropped that shit in January. It was like October when I was working out some sort of a deal, and a part of the deal, the big selling point was, we're gonna get you on Teardrop, we're gonna get you on all these editorial playlists. And literally when we were doing negotiations, one of the rebuttals was, I was like, basically like, yo, I think that I could get on this shit by myself. Like, all you guys are offering is basically help with editorial placement. And then I remember the person specifically saying, you'll never get on this. Like, it is impossible for you as an independent artist to get on the Teardrop playlist specifically. And that EP that we dropped right after that instantly gets on it, number one. And I turned down the deal.
Instantly.
Not even a year later. Also, that was crazy how that came about too, because we knew As Anyone There is a hit. But when I pitched it, I pitched it like the same as I did Typical Stuff, but it's like the law of detachment, right? Like when we were pitching it wasn't even that deep. Like, typically
there was no expectations that were set for those songs.
Yeah, none. I don't even think I wrote like too much in the description on that. Typically, like, I'll write some shit where I'm just saying like, oh, this song sounds like it'd be on this playlist or whatever, so Spotify can kind of have their angles. But yeah, man, that was huge. That was like a dream. That was an absolute dream come true. And literally, that was a. And it also, it's just a statement. It was basically the universe showing me, hey, you're on the right path. Like, shout out to you for turning down that deal, because hey, just keep doing what you're doing. Don't get distracted, because there's so many different distractions that can come into play when you're on the come up, where it's like it's like getting short money. Like, a lot of the times, you know, people say there's no such thing as short money, you know, legally, or just like in the correct way to go about life. Like, it just come back and bite your ass. So that was one of the plays. Like, there's no short term, there's no cheat code. Like, the cheat code that they were offering you, you didn't actually need that cheat code. Yo, you can get it yourself. And then look at everything that's kind of happened after that. So, and bro, now look at, I Just Can't Sleep is going crazy right now in the algorithm too.
I was looking at the stats on it, and it did
spazzing,
bringing it up right here. Yeah, like, I mean, that's the power of just putting things out into the universe and not expecting an instant ROI, you know, just putting it out there and letting the universe and the art and the creative energy behind it, let it grow and let it do its thing. You know, it's going to reach people, you know, like that song, I Just Can't Sleep, you know, like that was probably, it's a amazing song on out of the whole EP we did. It's probably my maybe least favorite song, you know,
same.
Look at, you know, 2-3 months later, that was the least performing song out of the EP. Now 2 months later, after it being out, it's actually one of the best performing, you know, songs this past week that we've had on it. So
yeah,
it's, you know, which is, it's funny how that works. Even kind of like the stuff that we do with, you know, Kyle, like the song One Day, you know, that came out almost, you know, a year and a half ago, and wasn't performing, you know, like, you know, wasn't performing that well. Now it's doing 10,000 streams a day.
Yeah, you need time. Like, I can't stress that enough for artists. It's like, you need time between when people drop a song immediately, you're checking the streams obviously, and you're like, And I do it too. You look at how it's performing. And to be honest with you, my biggest songs and most artists' biggest songs are from 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. You need 2 years of data in order to see what the song's going to do. Like, I just can't sleep. When we dropped that for the first couple months, like Tomorrow Night said, that was the, like you said, that was the worst song on the EP performance wise. It was getting the least amount of streams. And now it's actually doing more numbers than Is Anyone There is doing.
Yeah, and Be Right There.
And Be Right There is on Teardrop still.
It's still on Teardrop, which is crazy because that was that release, what, January 24th or it was 17th? It was one of those.
Yep.
And we're still, as of today, like I'm looking at my Spotify artist for Spotify right now, and Teardrop, still on Teardrop. It was added January 20th.
Yeah, that's crazy.
January 20th. So almost 2 months ago.
Yep.
That song was added to Teardrop, and we're still on Teardrop.
Yeah, shit, man, that's crazy. You know? Yeah, you never know. So it's like, I also say as a test too, man. I mean, I tell you a million times, it's like you don't get to pick. Like as artists, we don't get to pick what the song's gonna be. Like, I look at the wall behind me. Like, Word of the Wise was the first song that I made where I wasn't taking my lyrics seriously. And I remember I was talking to my boy Jake, and he was like, bro, just make songs that are easy to listen to, that people can repeat the words to. Because before, I did Need Your Lane and Word of the Wise. Ironically, both of these motherfuckers have millions of streams. I was doing a lot more storytelling, focused a lot more on the lyrics. And I still do. I still take songwriting very seriously. But I had to dumb it down, just make it a little bit more digestible for everybody. And as soon as I did that, and I didn't think these songs were going to go anywhere at all. Changed my life making that sound. Like, absolutely changed my life. And now it's like evolved into something more of like kind of my type of sound. Matt Corman sound is like those catchy, simpler choruses, but with some hard hitting, you know, you gotta have the verses in there,
of course.
But you never know. I remember when I was dropping the song, I was going through a really tough time. I've told the story before, but it was a super low point in my life, and that song absolutely changed my life. And you
is that when you were working at Enterprise?
No, so I quit. I was working at K-Force, which is a staffing agency, and I quit the staffing agency because I was like, you know what, I feel like if I triple down all my time on music, I'll be able to grow it. And at the time, I was driving Uber every now and then, and I was just trying to, and I, it wasn't Doug, I was making any money. I think my Spotify at the time was making like $700. My rent was $750. Yeah, a month. And that's in my rent.
What time era is this?
This is like 2018.
2018.
I think it's 2018. And my rent is like $750, and I'm like driving Uber to kind of even shit out or whatever. And I remember talking to my girlfriend at the time, and I was like, this shit isn't working. Like, I need to get back into work and do the job. That night, I'm looking at, you know how it says in your counter, it says how many people are listening now.
Yeah.
It typically was super, super low. And I saw it at 135, 120, 150, 180 people listening now. And she's behind me on the bed, and I'm like freaking out because I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I didn't know what was happening yet. And then I realized that Nelk used it in their merch drop, and it's like their biggest merch drop. I don't know till date, but they used it in a video. Yeah. And they were using my music before that, but other songs, but this song just hit. They used it right in the trailer, right when you open up the Nelk video. It was their biggest merch drop at the time. And then everybody liked the song, so that was another thing too. It hit the right market, and it was digestible. Word to the wise, I'm a G, you don't know me. It's simple. Everybody digested it, so they instantly went to go search for it on Spotify. They go on Apple Music, everything on other streaming services. They're saving the song, gets in Spotify's algorithm even more, and then from there it took off. And then alongside that, my other songs started taking off too.
The catalog.
More and more people. Yeah, because people now, they're like, who the fuck's Matt Corman? You want
to
dive in?
The catalog to back that. And that's exactly what's so important these days, is like, you could blow up and go crazy viral off one song.
Yeah.
But it's like what Russ says is your fans in the audience, they know the song more than they know the actual artist.
Every time.
Because there's no catalog to back that viral song, you know? Yeah. So it's like the catalog, the longevity of just ownership and just having a full back catalog for, you know, when you do get that song that catches, it's all gonna trickle and flow down into the catalog. Now, do you remember how many when Nelk put that song in their video, do you like, what was the stream count? What was it before, and then what was it after, like the first month or two of,
I don't know exactly. Hold on, let me look at my Instagram real quick, because I like posted a picture when I hit a million monthly listeners, and I posted like screenshots of me like tweeting out. So I'll be able to see the time frame when that was, because that's super interesting. Let's see. So 2022 was a 300,000, 2019, so 2017. I didn't get my 2018 numbers, but it was under 100,000 monthly listeners for sure. Wow. Well under 100,000 monthly listeners. And then 2019, October, that might have been the time actually where the Wise happened in 2019. Mm-hmm. I think it was 2019. It was 2019. It definitely was 2019. So I ended up going to hit 100,000 monthly listeners. But before that, I was like playing in like the 50s, 60s. So it did a lot for me. It moved the needle a ton.
What a special moment for you.
Bro, crazy.
You know, to look back on, because I remember when we connected, that was July 2021 at, the legendary Kyle Beats house. And I remember at the time you told me you're like, okay, my catalog, I'm generating, et cetera, each month. You know, it's like it paid your bills.
What time extra. Did I meet you at though?
It was July 2021 and you had 200 and if I can recall correctly, you had like 240,000 to 250,000 monthly.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it was like right around that.
And it went down too.
Yeah, I think it went down like a little bit. Like you were at like maybe what, 190, 200?
Yeah, yeah. My low after I met you, so I was at like, I was in 240s, and then I went down 196,000 monthly listeners. And I remember that moment. I was like,
that's when you were like, because of that happened externally and internally, you were searching for that deal. Remember, yeah. Like that you thought that getting a deal would actually get you out of that decrease in stream count, there's been multiple offers from many labels, many distribution companies, and you know, every offer that you've gotten since that time, it just keeps getting better and better and better, and you've been able to turn them down. You know, you've considered them, especially in being in certain circumstances or situations where you needed the money and you thought that, hey, if I sign to this people, they can get me on here. And then my songs are really going to go up, you know. And it's like, imagine, because what the people don't know is in this past August, September, you were going to sign another deal, and those were the people who told you they were going to get you on Teardrop specifically and all these editorials, and I forget whatever the percentage was that they wanted, but it was decent, but it was like still you were kind of getting screwed at the end of the day, and you literally turned that down, and a month later you had a song, Word of the Wise. So this guy did a video on TikTok, which ended up getting like 10 million TikTok views, which then converted to your Spotify to like 3-4 million on that song the first month. And then, so you went from, you took this huge milestone of like being on the fence about, should I sign this deal because it might take you from level A to level C, you know what I mean? Or level C to level E, whatever it is that you want to compare it to.
Yeah.
But if you would have done that, it may not have actually rolled out the way that it actually did in the way that it was supposed to happen. So you went from being comfortable making a living off of music to tripling what you were making, you know? And then here we are in, you know, fucking March, you know, a couple, like 6 months later, you've quadrupled that.
Right.
You know, so it's like, how do you interpret that? Like, because that's such a... People get so attached to instant ROI these days, and you know, like even what you tell me is like, you know, you told me this a couple months ago. No one's coming to save you but yourself.
Facts.
You know, no one is coming to save you but yourself. And you telling me that made such a huge difference in the way of how I actually operate on a motivational and persisting level of like sticking to the fucking plan, you know? And you telling me that literally changed everything for me. Mm. That was back in November, because I was feeling, you know, I have a catalog, not a lot of people know, but I have an unreleased catalog of 150 songs. I got two albums already recorded that are platinum songs.
It's deep. You've heard them. It's deep, bro.
You know, like it's a deep
catalog.
They don't know.
But so they don't know.
Like I was feeling some type of way because I have these fucking platinum songs just unreleased, right. But, you know, some copycat rappers, you know, getting fucking 3 million streams and doing this, et cetera. And that actually came down to me being, you know, having a little bit of envy and jealousy to this person whose talent-wise wasn't up to par with mine, but was actually being so much more successful online and in the material world. So I had to really take a step back and really realize that, you know, no one's coming to save me but myself. So I have to put in a lot more fucking work, and I have to shut the fuck up and stop complaining, you know, just shut up and do the work, you know?
Yeah.
And also aligning with the desires, you know, a lot of people cannot manifest properly because they are not in vibrationally aligned with their desire. So they have a desire, but they're always focusing on what they do not want instead of putting their main focus and energy on what they do want. You know, so putting that focus on what you don't want, you're only inviting and allowing to be receiving more things of that you do not want, you know, in this world. And that's just how the universe works, you know. So when you said that to me back in November, that really stuck with me on a core level, you know. And ever since you said that, I've just been on a trajectory upwards.
I mean, Doug, you have 280,000 monthly listeners right now.
Yes, I think somewhere around there.
And everything just about the whole energy, your whole perspective on it. Like, I remember, like, we've chopped up so much game, but I mean, like just your outlook on, because Doug, the whole no one's coming to save you thing. I got that from Kyle. We were having some good talks about it one time, and it's just like in this game, it's different from, like, let's say you're doing, I guess, I don't know how to say this, like something else where, you know, like for example, I remember the job I used to work at. It's like, yeah, if I didn't hit my numbers, like, it's cool. Like, I'm still on salary. Like, I still get the bi-weekly, you know what I mean? Like, that's still coming in. But in this game, man, if I fuck up on my music, if no one streams my songs, if no one's buying my merch, if no one's coming to the shows, I fall off, no one is affected other than myself, and nobody's coming to save me. There's nobody there. If I can't pay the rent that month, there's no one to call. There's nobody there's no one's going to drop off the food. There's no, you know what I'm saying? And then and then if you start going downhill in life, like you lose out on everything. There's a lot of waiting. I feel like that happens with people when they get comfortable, especially in this game. They're like, I see it a lot of time. People drop a song and it's like, it turns to a hit song or whatever, and they get comfortable, and it's like, bro, that's only gonna last like a year. Do you know how fucking terrified I am of this shit falling off? And I'm not even on yet. Like, it's a terrified feeling. Skizzy Mars has a song in Skiz Again. He says, people think it's easy when you make it and you caking, but when you make it, you're really always terrified of fading away. I want a girl that loves Miles, not just Skiz. And I think that's fire because I can completely relate to that. It's like and entrepreneurs relate to that shit all the time. It's like once you hit a certain level, once you have an understanding that it's just you out here on the mountain and no one else is with you, low key, like, yeah, you have a team, you have a manager. That's not what I mean. I just mean, like, if you fucking fall off, no one's going to catch you.
Yeah.
So act like it, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if that guy is popping over there doing the fucking whatever gimmicks he's doing. Doesn't matter. That doesn't affect you. The only thing that affects you and drives your fucking revenue and income, if you're a musician, is people listening to music, because that's how you're going to get actual money, recurring revenue every single month. Yeah, you can do shows or whatever, but unless you're doing shows every month, don't count on it. The backbone that's going to actually make you financially stable is having the music out there. Okay, cool. How do you how do you get more streams? You need a bunch of music. Here's another thing too about the catalog. I want people to view songs as if they're like shooting a basketball. You know, like if you shoot 100 basketballs, you're going to have more opportunities to have your three-pointer go in versus if you only shoot 10 shots. Why are people only have fucking 10 songs, 20 songs, 30 songs out there? Like, I get it, but like, they're holding back. Like, people are like, yeah, I dropped an album this year. It's like, what are you talking about, dog? Like, do you really go to the basketball court and shoot fucking 30 shots and then call it a day for the year? It's like, yeah, and some of them could go in. And then the songs that go in, the Word of the Wise, is the Need Your Lanes, the Broken Screens, the One Days, fucking Put Them in Their Place. Those songs, Is Anyone There, can change your life. So you're just gonna call it quits and just be like, oh yeah, I'm a basketball player, but you don't ever shoot. So like, fuck you talking about, dog? And then, if you're not shooting, you're gonna die. This is a cutthroat industry for a reason. They said it for I mean, hip hop has been around for 50 years, but entertainment industry, they say it's a cutthroat industry. No one gives a fuck about Matt Corman, dog. No one gives a fuck about Tomorrow Night. People that are listening care, but they're doing their normal. They have their everyone's busy with their lives. Yeah. No one's coming to fucking save you. So you got to act like it. You got to go hard, and you can't sit around and wait for somebody to come get you. That's the thing. Especially when you start talking to people about deals and they want to help you out with X, Y, and Z. Fuck all that, man. Because everybody I listen to, when I was told to hold out on music in 2021, that was 2021. I held out on music for like 5-6 months or so, and I wasn't dropping. And the first song I dropped was Light It Up. And that deal didn't even happen. It was actually a bunch of bullshit. And I stayed around and listened to bullshit.
Remember that.
Yeah. And it was supposed to be like a major thing, like some life changing shit. And it was me letting people into my circle and giving them the opportunity to have my time in my ear and something that I built, and it didn't even come through. So I waited for no fucking reason. I did my thing still, but that's just a pure example of like, fuck waiting for anybody. Don't ever, if you're waiting to get a deal right now, or you're in negotiations, like, bro, I'm in negotiations right now. And you know this, on the biggest deal I've ever been offered. And I'm still dropping a song every week. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, don't fucking wait around for anybody. You get the point. But
no, of course, just not waiting for anybody, because you know that's another thing people deal with is procrastinating.
Yeah,
you know, always putting things off, and I used to be one of those people too. Mm-hmm. You know, just I'll record this, I'll finish recording this song, or I'll make the cover art tomorrow, or you know, I'll just putting shit off, and that's why people, you know, aren't happy with the results that are coming to them, because you get what you put in at the end of the day.
Amen.
You know,
think about that, and right? You get what you put in, just like energy. If you're putting in all your, that's why I quit the job. When I realized I could put my time into it, you get that back. It's like going to the gym. I always say this. I just relate everything to going to the gym. It's like that guy's fucking jacked over there because he spends every day working out and eating correctly. It's a no brainer. This guy's successful off his music career because he does blah, blah, blah. This, you know what I mean? It's no fucking brainer.
Right. Just utilizing your time, even if you do work a job or you work multiple jobs or whatever it may be, you know, like circumstances in your life do not matter. Like circumstances can be changed and you can get out of any situation, you know, through the power of the mind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you have to work 8 hours a day, you know, and you want to be a music artist or you want to run a business, whatever it might be. Well, everybody has the same 24 hours in the day. You know, and I get it. Bills have to be paid. You know, you have to keep a roof over your head. You have to put food on, you know, food on the plate. And yeah, so it's like, you know, but it's really up to the burning desire that you have within you. You know, even if you have to work 10-hour days, well, make room for an hour or two, you know, at the end of that 10 hours to put in the couple hours a week just to work on your own side hustles, your own business. You know, the more energy that you're putting into something, the more you're going to start to see the little steps of growth and the results that are coming into it, and detaching from it too as well. Detaching from the results, that's, we talked about this a little while ago, like a couple months back, of just like the power of detaching. And when you're attached to something, when you're attached to a desired outcome and you're constantly thinking about it, well, that attachment is actually a root of lack, lack of not having, right? A lack of not having. So that frequency that you are signaling out into the universe of not having, and you're constantly putting that into the energy field, well, guess what's going to be mirrored back into your reality? More circumstances and events where you do not have what you actually desire. You know, so just detaching from the overall outcome of whatever it is that you desire and go to the end state. You know, put the work in, obviously. You know, you have to put the work in. You know, you can't just sit around your house all day, you know. But put the work in and shift your energy onto the things that you do want and not what you don't want.
Yeah.
And just persist and stay consistent. And you can apply this formula to anything that you want to desire. You know, it's just consistency of putting in the reps. Like, you know, people don't know, like, I've only been putting music out for like a year and a half, you know, since like May 14th, 2021 was when I put out my first song with Kyle, you know. Wow. And, but that's what crazy. People don't know is for a couple years prior, I was working on music, but I just wasn't releasing anything. So I was putting in the hours of reps I have over 1,000 hours clocked in to music, into painting. All these paintings that are in here, they're my paintings, my artwork. This hat, I made this hat. I put in the hours, just as so did you, and so does everybody else who are focused on their desired outcome of whatever they want to accomplish. It's building those reps, put in those 1,000 hours, put in those thousands of hours. And by doing that, you're going to become a master at whatever it is that you are, you mm-hmm. know? And when you can do that, there's so much power in that, where you're not worried about something not happening, something not manifesting, you know, because that's the thing going back to attachment is, you know, if you're so attached to something, you're worrying about when is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? And those are things that you can't control. You have to release that control into the universe. You have to surrender yourself completely into the faith of the unknown. And when you can surrender yourself into that state of not knowing how it's going to come, when it's going to come, but enjoying the moment, enjoying the process, and enjoying the just the overall knowing and assumption of it's done, it's already mine, because I'm putting in the work, you know, I'm being consistent, I'm persisting in this feeling state. I know it's going to fucking happen for me, you know? And you start to see, you walk up the steps, you know what right. I mean? It's like you might walk up 5 steps and not even feel any difference in the physical world, but you're up 5% from where you were a month ago.
That's right.
You know, it's the little wins, you know, it's the little wins, which are, we have to just be aware, be more aware of the little wins, because they're the most important.
So, you brought up a cool point when you were talking about like, just like putting in the work, and you were talking about how you need to find out a little percentage of time that you can outside of work to work on whatever you're trying to work on, if you want to chase your dream or do something. I think we're like talking about like towards artists a lot, yeah, and like what we're talking about.
People make excuses,
yeah,
you know, and like I get it, some people's circumstances are far worse than, you know, the average person,
yeah,
so you know, I have empathy to understand the awareness behind that, you know, but it's like, if you want to change your life, you got to have that fucking burning desire to make it happen however the fuck you can. If you have to stay up, if you only sleep 5 hours a night, you know, for 6 months to fucking put in the extra 2-3 hours every night into your craft, into your passion, into your business, you know, that is going to go a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that something I want to emphasize on, I know there's like new listeners now, so I don't know people who knows this and who doesn't, but when I was working at Enterprise Rent-A-Car, I was running a branch. I would work 6 to 6 every day. Those were the operating hours. So, you're obviously there 5:30 in the morning, 5 a.m. in the morning, cleaning cars. And then I'm at home at 7:30
You're working
PM.
12 hours.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then, weekends as well. And every single day, people at Enterprise will remember this and know this. I was writing car songs in the car. Like, we would have I was working in the Government Center garage in Boston, and it was freezing in there. And so we would have everybody sit in a car, and we would like put the heat on, and that was our office. And then cars would come in, and then we would check in the car that way. And then you go back in the car, and then like, you'd sit there with the heat on. And I remember I was writing verses in those cars, and the people that like are from Enterprise will remember that. And then I would also go home, and then I had a thing called with daily freestyles. And I would freestyle on my Instagram. I did this for 36 days straight, which is like pretty good time to keep up with something. And 36 days straight, I would freestyle about somebody in the comments on my Instagram. And some of those videos I still have archived. And then along the same time, I still dropped like 36 songs in 2017, 2018, when I was 2018, when I was working at Enterprise. But it's about that. Like when I was working at K-Force, even I was still making music and dropping songs heavy. Like everything that I was doing when I was waiting tables, I was still putting out music. You got like, cause I think that there is some sort of an idea of like, oh, well, I already spend my time doing X, Y, and Z. Like I wouldn't be able to work as hard in the studio. I wouldn't be able to put on music. Like, bro, like I had that USB microphone over there, Blue Spark Digital. Need Your Lane was made on GarageBand. The mix and master was me on GarageBand. I just turned up the AUP limiter. That song's out. It still doesn't have a real master on it. And that song changed my fucking life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. It goes
to show that you just need to, however you have to do it, you just need to do it. You know?
Yeah, you got if you want life-changing results, you have to do life-changing shit. As simple as that.
You got to be willing to take risks too.
Yeah. You know? Yeah,
high risk, high reward.
Yeah. That's a big part of it. I love that saying. If you want life-changing, like if you're asking for life-changing results, if you want to be fucking Drake, if you want to be Russ, you want to be these guys, you have to do life-changing shit. You know, yeah. You can't just do normal shit. Or if and this is obviously this podcast is geared more towards the people that are, like, obviously not everybody needs to do that, but for those that have that quench and that thirst for something like that, that's the type of actions you need to be taking.
No, I completely agree. It's funny because I'm a very big person, like a friendly person, you know, people person, you know, so
yeah.
I attract a lot of high vibrating individuals, you know, and like just from even going to get a coffee in the morning or being at Target or wherever it is I am, I'm always attracting someone in where I ultimately have the conversation with them. And I notice out of a lot of the conversations that I have of just like talking about, you know, I'm very big on mental health, you know, that happy to be here, you know, I'm getting ready to launch my own brand and, you know, have 10% proceeds every month be donated to mental health charities and eventually start my own nonprofit. But when I talk to them about working on themselves and checking in with themselves, that is so important. But I often find that people just, they make excuses, you know, and to align with your greatest potential, you need to have a capacity of a healthy mindset, a healthy physical form, healthy spiritual form. The mind, body, and soul, they're all connected. You know, so if you want to reach your greatest potential, you have to be able to spend time with yourself. You have to be able to go into nature, to read books, learn something new every day. However, whatever your form of therapy is for mental health, to work on yourself and to elevate your mind, it's like we need to be doing that and we need to be implementing any type of form that we can into our daily structured routine. And I talk to a lot of people that just make excuses of like, oh, well, I can't today. You know, I work till 5. And then what do you do when you go home? Oh, well, I watch my favorite show on Netflix or, you know, whatever it might be. And I'm not judging that because I think that's great. I think, you know, entertainment is good. But if you want to break the cycle that you're in, there are no room for excuses. You know, there's absolutely no room for excuses, or you're going to continuously be repeating the same cycle of living that you are currently in, you know?
Yeah, it's hard, dude. It's hard for people. It's hard for me too. I try to journal every day, and today I looked at my notes of like the date when I was journaling, and I haven't journaled since the 28th, like a full journal entry. Amazing. And just cause like life gets in the way, but I notice, God, man, do I feel better when I get it out
when
on
you
paper.
Do yeah oh it's God. It's such a powerful thing because even for me when I will journal, right, and I like to thank the universe for the things as if I already have them, you know, when I'm writing. So I started off by saying I am so grateful for, you know, the million monthly listeners that I have. I'm so grateful for a loving, unconditional, you know, family, friends. You know, I'm thanking the universe for things that I currently have and the things that I know are on its way to me. Fine. You know, and when you write it down, it's more likely to manifest. But when you write it down, go over it. So out of the whole journal entry I do every morning, I'm going over it and I'm saying each thing and I'm affirming and I'm visualizing each thing that I'm saying. And it helps me get into this natural feeling state of having that already. So use those tools as a form of practice to get you into that desired feeling state. Because I've been reading a book, Ask and It's Given, by Jerry and Esther Hicks, based on Abraham Hicks' teachings. And it talks about why people do not manifest because they are not in vibrationally aligned with their desire. You know?
What do you mean by
and
that?
So your desire of having a million monthly listeners, for example, right? Well, if I'm focused on all the reasons why I don't have a million monthly listeners, I'm not in vibrational alignment with the feeling state of me having that million monthly listeners, even though I don't physically have it in this 3D realm, right? So a guy that I really kind of study a lot of his teachings is Neville Goddard, The Law of Assumption. And states that if you can just go directly to your desired end state of whatever it is that you want, and you can live day to day as if that desire is already yours and it's already accomplished, you're going to naturally be aligned in that feeling state as it has already happened, even though it hasn't shown up in the 3D form. But from you just shifting your alignment into the feeling state of your desire with persistence through that, in time, it has no choice but to be mirrored back into your 3D reality.
Gotcha.
So, and the book talks about using your guidance system. Our emotions are your guidance system. And you can let your emotions be the indicator of where you are in alignment with your desire. So if you're feeling bad and focusing on the things you don't want and feeling envious, feeling these lower vibrational states, well, that's a prime indication that you are actually not in alignment with what you desire. So use your emotions to shift your state of feeling into a higher and more loving frequency, you know, because the more you feel good, the more you're in alignment with what you want and the more mental awareness you have on the things that you do want. And that's where your general focus is going to be, on feeling good. And just by feeling good, you're going to be able to attract in and receive so much.
Wow, that's super powerful. I was listening to a podcast today about manifestation, and this guy was talking about how he wanted to move in his new apartment, and the apartment had to have like a certain type of view. And so every day in his shitty apartment, he would go outside and drink his coffee on the balcony, but he would shut his eyes and envision himself on that balcony. And
visualize the feeling of him being on that balcony.
Yeah, yeah. And so today I was thinking, because I've been writing about this current apartment that I'm in now for fucking 2 years at this point. I always said, like, if you go back in the journals, it's like I always just writing, I want an oceanfront condo in Miami by myself. It just like the whole vibe, right? I want a Tesla.
Yeah,
everything about it. And I don't think that I did the visualization enough, but I did start to when I moved back to Miami and I was at my brother's place, and I was at his spot and I was on the balcony, but I was envisioning, as I was looking at apartments, this is before I found the place, I was envisioning what it would look like if I could see the water while I was drinking my coffee, as I was journaling, like what it looked like, what it felt like to have a million monthly listeners, what it felt like when I looked at my Spotify and saw it there, you know, or even before like getting more money, what it felt like when the check is $10,000. You know, we're in a $20,000 check on that month. What does it look like when it's going in there? What does that feel? What do I instantly do? You know, what do you buy? That's a key factor that, it's a huge factor to have.
Visualizing.
Man. Yeah.
Visualizing is
and the feeling, the
powerful,
feeling of it.
The feeling, the feeling state. And that's what I was referring to, is just when you're feeling it, when you're feeling the gratitude and the joy and happiness of already having what you desire, that's an indicator that you are in alignment with that. And if you persist in that feeling state over time, it's going to be mirrored back to your reality. You know, and that's why it's like, it's important that it's a universal law. It has to, because you are becoming your dominant feeling state. And one thing I like to do that I've been practicing a lot is throughout the day I visualize and affirm. You know, so if I'm in my car, I'm at a red light, I'll visualize for 10, 20 seconds. And I like to use this, which I think is really good. It's, I ask myself, I say, how would I feel with a million monthly listeners? How would I feel touring the world, doing sold out shows right now? You know, I ask myself those things. So ask yourself, whatever it is that you desire, ask yourself how you would feel with you having that right now. And that is the easiest way to get directly into alignment with that feeling state. Same thing as like going over the journal and feeling it, you know, reading it to yourself, affirming it in, feeling and visualizing. It's the same thing. So it's using these little tools to practice day-to-day function of just bringing yourself and your awareness to that feeling state. It's all about the feeling. Neville Goddard says, the secret is the feeling. The feeling is the secret.
That's a big point. I was missing out on that point. Thank you for that. I've actually not, I don't think I'm doing that enough of asking myself how it would feel. Because I do a lot of, I talk in IAMs. You know, I even today, I remember I was talking to somebody and I was like, hey, I was like, oh yeah, like I'm going to be an actor. And I go, I'm going to be an actor. And then I go, well, I already am an actor. And I already am in an Netflix special. It's, you know, I am. Just time may not have caught up yet. So I do. I talk a lot like that, but I don't ask myself enough. Well, how would it feel to be on to turn on the TV and see your face on the Netflix? How would it feel when you're in the changing room getting ready for the role, or when you're studying the lines? I think that's important. So thank you for that. Yeah. How does it feel?
Yeah, how does it feel? Because you need to, and the more naturally that you are able to get into those feeling states, right, and into that alignment of your desire, the quicker it's going to come to you at the end of the day too, you know? So when it becomes a natural feeling and not a forced feeling state where you're forcing yourself to visualize or forcing yourself to affirm used through affirmations or scripting, you know, when you just slowly but surely take the initial steps every day to practice a mental diet and to, you know, reprogram the subconscious, because everything is based off of, you know, our subconscious mind, you know, our dominant beliefs about ourselves, how the world sees us, you know, that, and how it's reflected back is all through the subconscious mind. And since, you know, since birth, we have all been programmed with, you know, limiting beliefs from our parents, from the school system, from friends and family, whatever it might be, you know. So breaking free of your old subconscious pattern beliefs and developing a new self-concept about yourself, you know.
What is, so it's what, like, is the subconscious? Hold on, let me just like Google this. Like, what exactly? What is the subconscious mind? Let me just. I just curious what Google says.
There's the conscious mind, and then there's the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind is operating 24/7.
Right. It says here the subconscious is the part of our minds that makes decisions without our needing to actively think about them. It's different from the conscious mind, which encompasses the thoughts we know we are having at any given moment. Wow. So that would make sense, that, because how much of your life are you actually on autopilot? A good major part of it, where we're just like, and I guess, I mean, even me talking right now, we're just in flow state. The subconscious is really controlling what's happening here.
There's a book that I've been reading. It's a thick book. Like, this is you know, it's a big book, but it's The Power of the Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. And I highly recommend it to anybody who has that desire to, you know, really reprogram themselves, because we are limitless at the end of the day. There's, if you can think it, you can be it, and you can receive it.
Say it again.
Straight up. You know, if you can think it, you can be it, and you can receive it. At the end of the day, you know, and we are limitless beings. Like, if you think about it, we are souls, we are energy, we are spirit in human form that is experiencing this 3D holographic reality currently, you know.
And yeah,
I said a quote that, because I'm also working on, I've been working on like a book low key, you know, for a little bit now, but there's a quote that I think I even have it right here, actually. Let me pull it up so it's precise, that I wrote a couple weeks ago. I think even you would appreciate this, but it says, when you realize consciousness is the only reality, you gain a level of awareness where nothing matters besides the present moment, who you love, how you love, and what you love. When you realize consciousness is the only reality, like, we are just consciousness existing in human form, you know? You gain a new level of awareness where everything else in this reality is an illusion, you know? So the only thing that I truly care about is the present moment that we're in, who I love, how I love, and what you love, you know? Those, just being love, because we come into this world as operating on the highest frequency of love. So if you look at the frequency spectrum, I don't know if you've ever seen that before. Have you seen that?
No, I don't know what
so
that is.
So Google the frequency spectrum.
What is the frequency?
Frequency spectrum chart. And it'll show you exactly where the highest frequencies operate. So love is the strongest frequency. It's the highest frequency in the universe.
Is this the one that I'm looking here says radio waves, x-rays, gamma rays, visible light. I'm looking at the wrong thing.
Yeah, let me send it to you. Hold on. Yeah, so type in Type in emotional vibrational frequency chart.
Emotional vibration frequency spectrum. Okay, the results show the crossover point for four primary emotions lies in the frequency range of 417 to 440 hertz, thus consolidating the hypothesis that the frequency range of 432 to 440 is neutral for emotion. Okay, I see what this is.
You know, we live in a vibrational universe. Everything is, you know, vibration and frequency. And as you can see on the scale.
Yeah. Okay, I see here.
Look at the highest frequencies. Enlightenment is 700 plus. Peace, yeah. Joy, love. Those are your those are the higher frequencies. And that's where, when we come into this world, that's where we are naturally operating in as a, you know, as a child.
As a baby. You know? So, okay. So as for those yeah. who can't see it, because I know that they don't know what this is. Oh, maybe I can share screen, actually. That would be probably really good. But basically what it is it's just a chart that says... it has a ranging scale from 20 all the way to 700 and is, let me just share the screen. Hold on. Maybe I can, this may be really helpful here. Advanced sharing options. Nah, I won't be able to do it. It's fine. But yeah, so the scale
the
says,
higher,
go for it.
Yeah. I was gonna say the higher level of frequency that you're operating on dominantly, you know, operating on a day-to-day basis, the better you're going to feel. And then the better you feel, the greater potential that you have access to actually allow in and receive your desires.
Right. And
we need to get back to operating on a higher frequency, you know, and there's multiple ways to raise your frequency. You know, you can through meditation, through practicing gratitude, through spending time in nature. You know, there's many, many different ways that you can actually raise your, you know, vibrational frequency. It's not a hard thing to do.
Yeah, you know, you feel it more too, even when so at the top of this here it says enlightenment, peace, joy, love, reason, acceptance, willingness, neutrality, courage, pride. Those are the top. That's from 175 on the frequency scale all the way to 700. Now directly under that, the bottom is anger, desire, which is interesting. Desires under anger, which is a lower frequency, fear, grief, apathy, guilt, and shame. That's interesting as hell. I wonder why desire has a lower frequency than anger. That's interesting. What is apathy? Am I reading that right?
Apathy. Honestly, I don't know.
Let me look up apathy definition.
Never even heard of that.
Let me see. Apathy.
Lack of interest and enthusiasm or concern.
Yeah, that would make sense. That's super low.
Lack of interest. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, if you can spend your days feeling enlightened and feeling joy and peace, but you know, obviously life's hard. Like, it's hard for people to, it's hard to get involved in that. And that's something that but you're right, bro.
Takes time.
Yeah.
This is not an overnight, you know, and not overnight process. You know, it takes time to build that within you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you notice it too. Like when I go home and I'm spending time in the woods, you know, where I'm from, I feel grounded. I feel better. Right now, every day when I look out, I'm blessed with the privilege of being able to look out to the ocean every day. I live by the ocean out here. Spending more time in nature versus I remember living in Boston, no nature whatsoever. I mean, it was just like just city on city.
That's tough, you know, because it's like. Those are tools that you can use to, you know, escape, you know, just to get to a place of peace and solitude, you know. Yeah. That's why I love meditation. You know, I can meditate anywhere that I am.
You also can meditate for a long period of time. It's hard for me, dude. I tried meditating on the beach the other day. Looked at my phone, it was like, you know, like 5:20 p.m. and then I was like, cool, I'm going to commit to 10 minutes. Silence, you know, and any thought that comes into my head, I know that everyone meditates differently. For me, I was like, any thought that comes in my head, I'm going to let it come in. And then I'm going to focus back on the oceans, the ocean, the sound of the ocean in my breath. And that's all. And so thought would come in and then I would try to focus my energy, my mind onto that. Bro, I made it to like 4 minutes and 30 seconds and I felt like it was forever. And I looked at my phone real quick and I was like, fuck.
Like, you're like, it's only been four fucking minutes.
Like, that's how long I can really sit in silence right now. That's crazy. Yeah. And that's crazy.
Once again, it's takes time, you know, takes practice. Like, I've been, you know, I'm 28. I've been meditating since I was 19.
That's crazy.
I've been meditating since I was 19. Now, I've took a couple, you know, years off, maybe between like 21, 23 of not really meditating, you know.
Having a little party phase?
Yeah, yeah. You know, just like moving back to LA and like kind of just like not really like spending the time and investing in myself,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes time, but meditation is such a amazing tool to really become the observer of everything in your life, you know, and to really go within it. And it kind of touches base too on this book I have here, which is one of my favorite, the Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, Deepak Chopra, and it talks about, you know, the field of pure potentiality. You know, the more you can go within yourself and connect within yourself, the more access that you have to the field of pure potentiality where all creativity exists and flows, you know? So the more I spend time within myself, spend time in nature, the more natural access I'm receiving and allowing in from the field of pure potentiality. It's like,
right.
I like this story of when we first met, we made this song with Kyle that ultimately kind of what started everything that he was doing for like Kyle Beats Collective. And
yep.
We made a song in like, you know, 10, 20 minutes. And then we started the song, 10, 20 minutes working on it. And then I went outside and meditated in his backyard for like 30 minutes. And you've never seen anything like that before at the time. You know, kid from Boston, microwaving sandwiches. You're like, what is this? What's this kid doing in the grass? Just
mid-session,
right now?
Mid-session, dude.
You know? Yeah. And it was just like, it's so funny just because like, I love when you tell that story because it, from your perspective, I just really appreciate it. But, you know, just really diving deep within, you know, and you don't even have to spend hours at a day. You know, all it takes is 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, do some breath work, you know, calm the central nervous system down, do some meditation, go within yourself, just breathe. At the end of the day, our life force is our breath. You know, the Buddhists say we have the monkey mind because all it wants to do is chit-chat, you know? They say there's, I think almost 60,000 thoughts per day. So the statistics.
Is that what they say? Like, let me look it up. I'm interested.
Just confirm. Yeah, just confirm that for me. But when you can go within yourself and you can just, you know, you can just practice.
70,000 thoughts.
Yeah.
Every day, your brain processes about 70.
You know?
Wow. So and I bet it's more now, that. Man, because think about how much stimulation we have now. I don't know when that was taken, but like how much we're being stimulated all the time through our fucking phones.
100%. So it's like,
wow,
it's important to set aside time every day for yourself, you know, to just unplug and unwind and just kind of disconnect from the external world and go within to your internal world. That's so important. And in as the more time you spend doing those and practicing that, you'll start to see the evolution of changes and progress that actually come into your life.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's such a beautiful thing. I mean, look what my hat says, you know, happy to be here. I got it fucking tattooed, you know, like really living this shit, you know, just happy to be here, man. You know, and it's like, it's such a beautiful thing when you have a amazing network of friends and family that, you know, show you unconditional love and support. And that's also important too, because I know a lot of people might not have that, you know.
Of course.
And, you know, it just makes life a little bit easier when, you know, you have that support system, you know. And it's okay if people, you know, you think about like, if you have a dream and desire, but your parents are immigrants, or, you know, they might not understand whatever it is that you want to accomplish. So they're projecting limiting beliefs onto you of like, well, how are you going to make money from music? And how are you going to, you know, how are you going to pay your rent? And how are you going to get health insurance? And, you know, whatever it may be, like projecting these limiting beliefs onto you, it's like you have to learn to shut them out, regardless if it's your family or not. You have to learn to just not give a fuck. If you have a desire and your intuition is telling you that this is what you need to be doing, then you need to give it your 100% energy and focus into it. However the fuck you can do it, you have to do it. If you want to change your life, you will, you know, you'll make a way to do it. You know, I mean, I look at you, I look at Kyle, I look at other people in my life that are successful that are very successful doing exactly what they love to do. And there's so much power in that. And it's like, don't chase the money. Chase the passion, you know? Chase the passion. And it's like, kind of goes back to chasing. You don't even really have to chase, actually. It's just like, just do it. Do what makes you happy. Be present. Express gratitude. And just be consistent with the actions of your desires. And watch your life just get a little bit better, you know, day by day. You know, I still work two jobs, you know. People don't know that. I do marketing. I run marketing for a company, and then I also create content for a series of just brands. And is it something that I love to do? Not really, but it's a skill and trait that I have, which allows me to pay my bills, you know. And I've realized that I actually am very grateful for that, because the book Ask and It's Given that I've been reading, it talks about just expressing gratitude for where you are in this present moment, because you can't get to where you desire to be if you're not grateful for where you are right now.
That's you know, that's super important. Yeah, man, you have to be.
So, and I've been practicing that, you know, because I'm working two jobs. But it, and the thing is, I'm working two jobs and I'm also doing a million other things. Music, like I go from one job in the morning from, you know, 9 to 2. And then on certain days of the week, I go to their the clothing office to shoot, you know, content from, you know, 2:30 to 4:35. And then I'll come back home, make two or three songs. And then, you know, if I'm still on a wave, I might go and, you know, I might go and make a painting. I might go just do the cover. I don't know. But all I know is that I'm putting in the fucking work, because I know that this shit is destined it's destined for what I want to be and who I want to be. You know, my dharma. I'm following my dharma. So I'm using these jobs as a tool to just pay my bills, you know. And I know eventually in a couple more months, I won't even have to work any of those jobs.
When you know, you know. And so you don't.
It's the long term thinking long term, because it's easy for people to feel, you know, discouraged about where they are right now. Oh, I fucking work this shitty fucking job, and you know, I want to be this and this. It's like, well, what would that version of yourself be doing if you already were that person? And start doing it. Waking up earlier, going to the gym, getting your emails done, getting anything done. Start living as the person that you want to
become,
desire to be. And eventually, over time, a series of events will happen and you actually become in line with that person.
There's a saying
straight up, like, is that
if you live your life as if you were the main character in a movie and you wanted to be, if you got to choose what character you are. So like for me, I mean, you could give whatever example you want, but
yeah,
live your life every day as if like a movie, like a movie crew is with you filming yourself. Like you're a superstar entrepreneur and you have like multiple businesses and you do X, Y, and Z. Or if you are at your company and you are the manager of your team, you have six employees under you, and then just live as, like, how would that look? Like, you'd probably wake up every day, you go to the gym, you'd iron your clothes, you'd have that nice fit on, you know?
Exactly.
You'd meditate, maybe. You'd eat healthy. You'd probably stop doing blah, 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 whatever it is. Maybe you don't party. Maybe you do.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, if you start living like, yeah, I mean, obviously that's hard.
Start living. Well, you already are, because you ultimately already are that person
that you
desire to be. There is a version of that person already within you,
and you do create. You create your life, right? It's like, as simple as it is, you create whatever it lies within your day to day makes up the life. So if like we're sitting here. And like we're sitting here and we're just like really bored out of our minds. It's like, yo, like we could have any day we want. We could go to, and not, this isn't for anybody. I'm just saying as an example. We can go to the beach. We can have a day at the beach. We can go eat lunch. We could fucking work on music all day. Or we could sit inside and mope about how we're not fucking Russ already. You know what I mean? Like, so just on a simpler macro level, it's like you really do create those things. And it lies, your life lies within your habits. Your day-to-day habits. And I know people
habits, man.
Yeah.
Habits. It's your day-to-day habits is really what dictates everything, you know, because we are conscious creators that are 24/7 creating.
Yeah.
Consciously and unconsciously. Aware of it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Nah, we went off on the spirit. This is going to be the spirituality episode. I got to have you back on. Yeah. We got to hit the
Other shit for sure. I look forward to it. I know you're going to be out here in California soon. Do you have a date? Do you know when?
Yeah, about the flight, but I don't know if I'm going to go on that day or not. I might have to push it back. It's got some
this month or next month.
Oh, it's this month. I copped it for like fucking 2 weeks out from now, but then I am
okay.
Getting booked for some shows and shit. So I don't really know. I might have to push it for another week. It just might make more sense to do April.
Push back. Yeah. Okay. When you come, I'm getting ready to, you know, do a podcast myself. So I definitely want to bring you on, and I'll be probably by the time you're out here, I'll have the No Privacy Studios is going to be launched up and running. And, you know, that's one thing that is going to allow me to provide so much value to this world that lacks it just, you know, mental health awareness. So everything that I'm dropping every month, you know, a certain percentage of the proceeds are going to be going to mental health charities to really provide value, man. And I know you're doing the same thing with your nonprofit, you know, that you are, you know, have in the works. And it's just like, it's about providing value. How can we provide value to humanity? You know, and when you provide value to humanity, it's going to be 10x back to you. And there's going to be so many lives that you're going to inspire and help change.
Yep.
You know, and it's the domino effect. You know, you inspiring and changing someone else's life is therefore going to be reciprocated from that person to someone in their close circle or someone they know, where they're giving that same knowledge and information to them, which might spark a flame or desire within them to start changing and to start living in their actual state of feeling that matches with who they want to be and become, you know. And it's such a beautiful thing, man. But, you know, I appreciate you having me on here. I actually manifested this because I've never been on a podcast before. And all last month, I kept just like having thoughts of like, I want to do a podcast. I'm going to do a podcast, you know?
Yeah.
And then you called me like 2 days ago. Hey, I need you on my podcast. Be the first guest. And I'm like, I was like, I wasn't surprised. Cause I was like, well, I had that thought already within me and came to me. I didn't have to do anything. It came to me. Right. And on a last note, I want to say manifestation is not a trying process. It's supposed to be an effortless process. Obviously put the work in the action, but you don't have to go out searching and trying to manifest things. Align with the vibration of that desire, matched with the action that you put into it, and what's going to be reciprocated and mirrored into your reality is that desire, whatever it is that you want, straight up, you know. And what a great podcast this has been, you know.
It's been a vibe. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it, and hopefully you guys are having a great start to your week. As I said, dropping episodes every Monday. Shout out tomorrow night. Make sure you guys follow him everywhere. If you follow me, you've definitely seen his face before. We're dropping new music, obviously, together. We have a song called Hotel coming out April 14th. So if you're listening after April 14th, you know. Yeah, we got some other songs, too.
We got a lot, you know, that I definitely am looking forward to put out. But
yeah,
I appreciate you having me on, man. And I really look forward to what's to come, what's incoming already.
Yeah.
And
and we don't know, because we don't know. You don't know when you're in it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
you never know.
Thanks for hopping on, bro. And everybody that's listening to this, if you made it this far, I love you. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. I hope you have a great, great week this week. You're gonna crush this shit. I believe in you. New episode every single Monday on the podcast. New song dropping this Friday as well. Can't get away from me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I love you guys. See you later. Peace.